When you look at someone from a distance who appears to have it all, do you often think how that person has, I don't know, led a quote-unquote charmed life with no challenge or potholes on the path that their life led them on? Reality is that every life brings with it uninvited difficult challenges. Now, some look at those challenges as a reason to accept just what is and give up and just take what they have. Others see them as a reason to work and fight back harder to achieve and grow and to meet and discover new goals in their lives. My next guest is a prime example of Exhibit B of those two options. In spite of all that was on top of him, rather than letting it hold him down, he overcame the challenges to survive and succeed. There's an understatement when you understand what he had to overcome. You most likely came to know him through his portrayal of T-Dog on AMC's hit show The Walking Dead. He's had a variety of other roles, and a little inside baseball about this guy. Makes a mean Subway sandwich, by the way. He opens up his life to you with his book, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. Iron E. Singleton. Good morning, Iron E.
Good morning. You want that sub all the way? Is it foot long or 6 inch? Lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, green peppers, black olive, salt, pepper, and oregano? Sounds good, Chris. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you didn't get the franchise, because, man, we would have missed out on a lot of Iron E in our world.
Wow, yeah, everything is for a reason, so I'm glad to.
Let me give you Iron E's website. It is the obvious, if you're safely assuming, ironesingleton.com. And reading Blindsided by Walking Dead, Iron E, the first thing I thought of is, how important is it for you as or anyone as an individual to understand what your full potential is? Because that's where people slam the door on themselves.
Yeah, Chris, it's everything to me. Otherwise, I don't want to be here, because I think that it's our job as human beings to realize our full potential. And every day I ask myself, like, what can I do today to become better than I was yesterday? So that is everything to me, because the last thing I want to do is leave this earth and leave anything behind. I have to kind of think like an athlete, because that's what I am. It's like leave it all on the field, leave it all on the court. So to go to my grave with all of this untapped potential, it would be not just an injustice to me, but to humanity.
With the rough life you had between, with the unhappy home life, abusive mother, the environment that you grew up in, with the crime and the drugs, do you think without all that around you, you would have become who you are today?
No, I don't think I would be as sympathetic and empathetic towards humanity and the plight that we face as human beings, this constant struggle to realize our true potential. I don't know if I would care as much about it, because I think about my kids. I have three children, 17, 14, and 11 years old. And I ask myself sometimes, like, where is that fire? I ask them, too. I'm like, where's your fire? Where's your drive? You don't have any drive, kids. What's going on? They're great kids, by the way. They're phenomenal kids, but it just seems that they're lacking that drive. And I think because, maybe they've been a little bit more privileged, actually a lot more privileged than I was when I was coming up. So, no, I would not be who I am today.
I mean, reading so many of the parts of Blindsided by the Walking Dead, I kept thinking one time there were a group of us after a meeting or whatever we had taken care of, and someone posed the question to the room, what's your passion? And I was really surprised by how many people who I thought I knew, who I worked with, were stumped for an answer.
That's something, huh? I come across that often, too, when I ask people. And I've asked my wife on occasion, I'm like, what is your passion? She's such a talented person. She does everything seemingly under the sun. But when I asked her, and that was maybe a couple of years ago, okay, all right, baby, but what is your passion? And I think she was stumped a bit. So I guess she had to think about it. But for me, it was simple. You know, I was like, I will act until the day I die. We're speaking in mundane terms, but metaphysically speaking, ontologically speaking, God, serving God is my passion. But here on this earth, I'm like, acting, entertainment is my passion. There's nothing else I really could see myself doing. And that's the question, I have to ask people sometimes, and it's interesting that a lot of people can answer that.
Talking with Iron E. Singleton, of course, T-Dog from the Walking Dead, ironesingleton.com, his book, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You found a foundation. That was one of the steps up out of everything that you were surrounded by, and, you know, people always I think, missed the opportunities for those foundations, along with your faith, which you alluded to. You found a foundation, a stabilizer in college football, of all things.
Yes, that was, football was my catharsis. That was my outlet, because if I didn't have football in the projects, there's no telling what I would have done that I would have regretted. I mean, there's so many other things that I did, but I probably would have found another outlet, maybe running the streets, and I probably would have ended up hurting someone. But I have football to go out there and to kind of, you know, unleash my fury and all of my rage and my anger and my depression. So that's what I did, and it landed me in college. It got me to college. As far as college, I thought I would play in the NFL. But apparently God had other intentions. So, but it got me as far as I needed to be as stable as I could be to move into the next phase of my life, and that was acting and is acting.
Your life is faith-based, and you profess your faith in not just your book, but in your walk in your life. People also make the mistake when they say, I've embraced faith. They think that's the golden path to the castle of Oz, and there's no problems, there's no challenges. Truth about faith is you're going to get challenged nevertheless. I mean, if you want to just look at the disciples, John, James, Luke, certainly Jesus didn't have it easy during his earthly time. Faith does not mean a golden parachute.
Very true. Very true. And ironically, my faith came through my most trying times. The strengthening of my faith came through the most difficult time in my life. And it's when my mother died, when I was 18 years old. And she died from HIV complications. And I think you mentioned earlier that she was addicted to crack and she was also an alcoholic. But she did heroin before the crack, you know, because the crack hadn't really hit the scene then. And I think that's how she contracted the HIV, through her heroin use. But when she died, I found myself on my knees in my bedroom asking God to take it all away from me. I didn't want to live. I didn't want to be here anymore. And I said, God, if there's a reason for me to be here, please let me know. Let me see the light. And at that particular moment, a car came around the street corner where I lived, and its headlights shone through my window and reflected off my wall and just lit up my room like a bright comet had just blasted through my window or something like that. And it was the most amazing experience of my life. And it was from that moment that my faith was solidified, and that's when I got on the track to pleasing God. So, yeah, and that's the ironic thing about it. So, no, it doesn't come from not being challenged. That's when the faith really really shows its face, really kicks in.
And again, referring to just the way that your mom made things so rough on you, especially as you're right with the verbal abuse, which the physical abuse, that heals, but the verbal abuse, that sticks with, that's the stuff that sticks with you. And yet, you still developed this ability through your faith and maybe through just the life lessons of your upbringing to reach out and encourage others to reach out and be there for others. Where normally people would say a tough life means I'm going to shut down, shut everyone out, that way no one else is ever going to hurt me.
Yeah, but that defeats the purpose, though. And, you know, we have our testimony to serve as, you know, I guess a message for all of humanity. And again, it goes back to it being an injustice if we don't share that. How selfish would I be to have overcome everything that I've overcome and not share it with somebody else? I couldn't do that. I couldn't live with myself. And again, like I said, I wouldn't want to live if I just shut everybody out and didn't try to help people overcome the stuff that I've overcome in my life. It doesn't make sense to me.
I'm in a lift with Irony Singleton, his book Blindsided by the Walking Dead, ironysingleton.com, the web here on Issues and Ideas. And about the Walking Dead, I always thought working on a show like that must have been like working on The Sopranos, given the nature of the script and the storyline, because every week you never knew, is this going to be the last week for me?
Right, you're like, oh, is this the week I get whacked?
Yep.
Yeah, I got to the point where I would read my scripts from the back to the front. So, I'm like, oh, okay, good. I'm at the end, so I'm in here still. T-Dog still lives. So, but yeah, it was that type of show. But It's such an amazing experience. I mean, that's what we signed up for. It's The Walking Dead. It wasn't Friends. It wasn't Seinfeld. Yeah. And I met some of the most incredible people, and I established and created relationships that will last a lifetime. And it was the best time of my career, to sum it up.
And certainly the fandom is going to keep the fandom has pretty much made T-Dog immortal. When you think of all the conventions, the websites, and everything else, that's the way that people have embraced the character and certainly have embraced irony. And if you want a book of inside stories about a TV show, yeah, that's there. But you get some inside stories about yourself through the life lessons of Irony Singleton, which he presents in Blindsided by the Walking Dead. You get an autographed copy, too, at ironysingleton.com. There's a nice little extra added bonus for the personal library at home. Learn more about his work and his career and his life, and take a few lessons, I think, from the path that Irony Singleton continues to walk on this day. Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Irony Singleton, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you. And if I may add this really quickly, there's also a spinoff as a one-man play that I perform entitled Blindsided by the Walking Dead as well. So if you're not able to get the book right away, look out for the show coming to a theater near you, and also for investors and sponsors that would like to be a part of something that I feel will change the world for the better. Go to my website, ironysingleton.com, which is where the book is available, and also at Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. I love you, Brother Chris, and all of your listeners, and I wish you much continued success.
Back at you, Irony. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.